Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Coffin Pricks. Brilliant, Boris. You're listening to the fuse of these underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Coffin Pricks, and a song called Brilliant Boris. They are punks from Chicago from, I think, 2010, and then nothing really happened. They did some gigs and they recorded some stuff as demos, but it never got any further. And then in more recent times, someone's been in and they managed to dig it all up, and they've got themselves an album that is half these remastered demos and half live stuff. I think I'm right there.
Okay.
More importantly, you can hear some of it via the only web presence they appear to really have, which is their SoundCloud page. Now, I have asked you about a couple of SoundCloud things recently. I wonder whether bands are turning back to SoundCloud as a good way of doing things. But anyway, what is Coffin Pricks' SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/CoffinPricks.
SoundCloud.com/Coffin-Pricks. CoffinPricks. So very close, Tony, but unfortunately, Paulie being in step one, Tony nil. And we may play more from them in future weeks. I don't know yet. We've got a fairly busy set of songs to get to in the next few weeks, but if we can slip another Coffin Prick in, we will do. I've got some, well, basically I've got a joke for you. Okay. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. This week we've had both from Jeff. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Really is. Mm. Jeff says, roses are red, bumblebees buzz. This rhyme doesn't rhyme. No, wait. Yes, it does. Jeff, P.S. My dentist won Dentist of the Year, but all he got was a little plaque.
Nice.
Hello. I'm sure we've read that out before, that one.
I don't know. I don't think so.
It. It's still good. Well done, Jeff. Let's hear his thing again. The boys called Jeff. So proud of that. Mm. And if you think you can do as well, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. We do like getting your jokes and poems. It doesn't have to just come from Jeff. And if you do it often enough, you know I am prepared to make you your own jingle. Right, let's hear from a band now, Tony. They're Lake Como in northern Italy. Lake Como, power pop and roll. But I don't think that really does them justice. I would put them more as a straightforward rock and roll band with a little bit of honky-tonk in there. And sure, a little bit of an indie angle. But anyway, Fats Waltz, Tony. F-A-Z-W-A-L-T-Z. Fats Waltz are absolutely marvellous. I'm looking forward to playing this song very much. It's very different to the last one, indeed very different to what's coming after it. But what is Fats Waltz's website?
Fazwaltz.it?
Fazwaltz.com. Oh. F-A-Z-W-A-L-T-Z. Fazwaltz.com. Making it. Paulie B. Is that too, Tony? I know you sound surprised, Tony. You're not used to losing.
No. No.
Makes it Paulie B. Is that too, Tony Neil, and this is Blue Skinned Jenny. Listening to Sitterbits and the Fireflies of February right now, quite difficult for me to say. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fats Waltz and Blue Skin Jenny. It's a new album that's out right now by them. They've written a number of albums before. I think this might be the ninth or something. I'm not entirely sure. But anyway, there will be more from Fats Waltz in future weeks, in all likelihood. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to the page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave a comment. As we say, please, the easiest way to leave a comment is to respond to last week's show. Leave your comments there, we'll see them. Please do so. Thank you who has. Two comments this week.
Brilliant.
Wormhole Death. Have been in touch.
Egg Tullo Wormhole Death. Yes, it was Wormhole Death that sent through Lesbian Bed Death, wasn't it? I completely forgotten. Thank you, Wormhole Death, for sending that through.
And they only talk in emojis. So it was the two devil horns to the sky and then fire.
Yeah, so, well, you know what? I'm happy with that.
I think that's positive.
I think it is.
I am down with the youth.
Yeah.
My Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hey, Tolo, Iron Mike.
And he says, apologies as usual for my tardiness. I've been stuck in New York City.
New York City!
All year, and only just catching up. I might be fibbing. Cheers for playing YT at 1 p.m. the other week.
Yeah.
Much appreciated. Hereford West.
There's a man who listens.
I'm glad to see that cut that landed with someone.
Yeah, and I did reply to that, actually. Just with simply, you've always just said it, but I just put, YT Lunchtime. They are YT Lunchtime. W-H-I-T-E-Y, YT Lunchtime.
Yeah.
That's how I'll be calling them now.
That's how we remember them.
Yeah, YT Lunchtime.
Yeah.
Oh, and I don't suppose you saw the photograph of you that I doctored, did you?
I did. It appears to be a penis jizzing into my face.
What I'm really upset about, actually, is that you posted what is a great picture of you that is quite clearly to do with an Apocalypse Babies photo shoot. Yeah. And you've got your, in massive letters, Tony, and in small letters, and the Apocalypse Babies t-shirt on, which I love, and which I did actually suggest to you.
Yeah.
That it should be done like that. So I do absolutely love it. But as soon as I saw it, I was feeling particularly puerile last night. It took me quite a long time to get it sorted out because the app that I've got on my phone to draw things on, you can only draw in one colour once. So I had to download the photograph. Then I had to line draw the penis. Then I had to take a photograph, a screenshot of that. And then I had to put the little jizz dots on top. And then I spent the next 45 minutes laughing like a 4-year-old. Right. But the thing that pissed me off, because I'm quite clearly jealous of your success, Tony. That's the thing. I'm hold my hands up here.
Please, God, but, do not. That's a low standard.
The thing that pissed me off was that your photograph has had 10 likes. And my doctored brilliance had had none, so I've had to like it myself. Nobody cared. Nobody liked my version, Tone. I think we found out who the real hero of this podcast is. It's not fucking me.
That's right. I thought I don't remember seeing a big red penis in front of me on that photo shoot, but hey, it explains the smile.
Well, what I was particularly pleased with was that you've got your mouth wide open on it. As if to suggest, please put your cum here. And I thought, I'm not doing that. I'll just stick it on his glasses.
I didn't realise people would see that and think that. It's weird, isn't it? I love that photograph and I don't instantly see that.
I studied it. Right. I thought, where's the best place for this jizz?
That means a cock and some bit of jizz. Right in the eye.
I'm utterly pathetic. I am sorry.
It's fine. Well, I saw the pictures and I thought that put on Punky because we talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
Paul, I'm sure Paul would appreciate it. And then lo and behold, cock and jizz.
It just looks like Punky Radio is severely schizophrenic. Because it all just says Punky Radio because we both basically share the profile, don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so that's it, is it?
That's it for Facebook.
That concludes.
Facebook.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frank Boyle.
It's time for a Damnations double, Tony. I'm very excited about this. Damnations is the thing that happens by Damn It Records once a month, whereby it's 10 tracks. You get 10 tracks. If you get them all, it's £4. You can buy them 50p each. They put it on their page, which from memory, Tony, is
dammitrecords.bandcamp.com.
It is D-A-M-M-I-T records.bandcamp.com. You can find it there. We've picked two of the latest that we've had sent. Stay tuned for Elephant Jane. But first, I've only just realised this as well, Mouser. So we got an elephant and a mouse here. It's fantastic. I've only just realised that. Old school punk rock from Delft, Tony. Delft in Holland, the Netherlands. Famous for the pottery, of course. And now for some old school punk rock as well. What is Mouser's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/MouserBand.
Facebook.com/P/Mouser, M-O-U-S-E-R, -10007932088-6009. And why is that, Tony?
Yeah, it's their default URL.
Their default URL. But if you type Mouser, M-O-U-S-E-R, and band or punk, into Facebook and you will find them and you'll be able to look at them from there. So it is Tony Nil, Paulie B and Internet 3, No Pass Around.
Scraper.
I only look
you're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Elephant Jane, a track called Swan Song. They are velvet punk from the Mystical East, Tony. The reason I put down the Mystical East is so far on this show, we've heard from a band from Chicago, United States, mm-hmm. a band from Lake Como, Italy, a band from Delft, Netherlands, and now Elephant Jane from Colchester, oh. right? As well, they actually say they're from kind of Suffolk, Essex, but Colchester is at North Essex, not far from Suffolk. And on one page they say one thing, on another they say Colchester. I'm going with Colchester. What a place, Tony. What a place, Colchester. Do you know Colchester Cathedral, or rather a big church in Colchester, was turned into an arts centre? And I once did a gig there where I went on stage and I opened up with hello, good evening, and cunt, just I could say it in a church. And apparently they all sort of giggled a bit and raised their eyebrows, and it became apparent very quickly that every single comedian or compere that got on that stage wanted to say it first. I was just the latest in a long line of losers. Anyway, what is Elephant Jane's Bandcamp page?
ElephantJane.bandcamp.com.
It is ElephantJane.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 1, Paulie B, and the internet 3. The fight back begins. Watch you run away and win it again like you seemingly always do. Did you do anything? Oh, and that was also from the Damnations thing. So you will be able to buy that track for 50 pence should you want it. And I reckon you probably do. Did you do anything last week, Tony?
So I got from work. We had band practice on Saturday with a new bassist, trying him out. This is bassist number 4.
Right.
That seemed to go fine. We don't learn their names now, we just number them. So this is 4. That went all right.
Your bassists are like Led Zeppelin albums.
Yeah. that seems fine. We've got the Apocalypse Baby stuff up on Spotify now and streaming, so that's
Spotify,
iTunes and all that kind of stuff. So if you are listening out there,
you can
find us now at least.
Yeah,
the last 4 albums are up. I think the old ones are going up soon.
Well, I will look for some because I'll make myself an Apocalypse Babies playlist because I have a lot of time for your band.
It's good.
I really do like the stuff they did before you joined.
Yeah. I've not heard of the old stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing it here. From the old
I haven't
albums.
Heard the old stuff in such a long time. That's another reason why when it is finally uploaded, I will look forward to hearing it.
Yeah. The 4 albums are up, and I think there's another 6. I can't remember. Anyway, they're going up, so that's good. We've got Instagram sorted out. We're poised. We just...
Wow.
You know, just need to make sure we were banned.
Yeah, a coiled spring of punk rock.
Yeah. And so that was that. I took some of your advice and I jizzed in my face. No, I watched most of Extraordinary.
Oh, right.
I can't remember, 6 episodes in.
Right.
I think.
And?
Yeah, I like
it's
it.
It's good, isn't it?
It is my thing. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Good.
I think there's only one series in it, so I'm about 3/4 through it, so yeah, enjoying it.
Right,
so that's good. I think that's it. I've not done quite the else that's not really work related, really. A lot of crying, obviously, into my cornflakes,
of course. Yeah,
but, you know, that goes without saying, so I won't say it.
Nice change from chocking on me.
How was your week?
February the 29th, Tony.
Yeah,
I reached 11 p.m. No woman had asked me to marry her. And my friend Jo rang me up and she said, how's it going? And I said, Jo, this is the one day of the year, of every 4 years, when women can ask men to marry them and no one's asked me. And she said, Paul. I said, yeah. She said, will you marry me? And I said, no. And she said, thank fuck for that.
Right. Excellent.
So that was February the 29th dealt with. Right. Then, 2 things on Amazon Prime that have caught my attention this week. One of them is a relative new thing on there called Red Queen, which is, I think, Spanish. But anyway, I watched it dubbed. And it's about a woman who is the most intelligent woman in the world, and she's trying to solve a mystery, basically. And I like that. And Rings of Power. Did I talk to you about Rings of Power before?
I can't remember. I know I watched it when it came out, but I don't know if we talked about it.
Oh, why? I didn't know it had been there a while.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I found it anyway, and I watched it. And it's basically the thing that happened before Lord of the Rings, in the same way that House of the Dragon is the thing that happened before in Game of Thrones. But I've got an issue with it, Tony, and it's to do with diversity again. You know, I have a bit of a problem. I'm not just being a fucking gammon here, right? But I cannot understand why, simply because the Lord of the Rings made a dwarf Scottish, all the dwarves are now Scottish. I don't mind that so much. At least there is some connection there. My problem is with the Hardfeet, who are clearly the forerunners of the hobbits. Why are they all Irish? First of all, and why is the leader of the Hardfoots, Lenny Henry, a black guy, doing an Irish accent? Isn't that cultural appropriation? I've just been to Ireland. There aren't any black people there. Phil Lynott, whatever you want to call him, was the black person from Ireland, and he died.
Right.
There are none left. Right. Yet Lenny Henry is doing an Irish accent. If it was the other way round, if it was a white Irish character doing a black voice, don't you think there might be a bit of an issue? Why is it different the other way around?
Don't know. This is the crazy world we live in.
It really is. So anyway, that's that.
Boy, did you like the show? Is it?
I did. I enjoyed it. I thought it was okay.
It was all right, wasn't it?
I thought it was absolutely fine. But like most shows these days, there were some things in it that stuck in my craw. I will say, fortunately, there was a lack of bolted in same-sex romance. But let's face it,
it's
expected at least someone to be a dragon fucker, to be honest, and that didn't happen either, so.
No, and not one of them was jizzed in the face.
Well,
what's going on with the world?
There's always room for a sequel.
The Paul cut's coming.
The Paul cut. The wanker's cut. Anyway, let's play something from the Vols. This is a band who've been going for a very, very long time. I've always had a passing interest in them, but not enough that I'd ever bought anything by them, if that makes sense. Okay. I didn't think I'd like to see them live at one point. I decided we should get something from the Vaults this week that was maybe something that I hadn't just played before, but was from the Vaults, right, in that from the past. Southern Culture on the Skids, Tony. They've been around since the early 80s. North Carolina band. Kind of rock and roll, kind of rockabilly, little bit of psychobilly going on there as well. But also, far more popular in the States than they are. They're not really known here at all. Have you heard of Southern Culture?
No.
Right, exactly. So, in similar fashion to Mojo Nixon, who was sort of big in the States and actually big-ish in Europe, but never really had anything to say or do here, I think Southern Culture on the Skids are just an American band, really. But there is one track they've done that they did with Fred Schneider from B-52s. They've also done a few cracking covers, and one of them's coming right now. And I have another one that I may play in a few weeks' time as well. What is Southern Culture on the Skids website? They are still going. What's their website?
SouthernCultureOnTheSkids.com.
Scots.com. Southern Culture on the Skids is the abbreviation, the numbers, whatever it's called, the numbers, the letters, whatever they are. What's it called? Mnemonic? What is it?
I think.
Mnemonic. It's Scots. S-C-O-T-S .com. Which means, I imagine, there's a lot of Scottish people that will be disappointed that they didn't get that website. But anyway, Paulie B. Internet 4, Tony 1. This is Southern Culture on the Skids, and a slightly high-octane version of These Boots Are Made for Walking.
Do one of these days. gonna walk all over you. You ain't been right yet. No, these boots remain for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing when you shouldn't have been playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Found a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows, you ain't got time to learn. These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Let's start walking. One of these days, these boots. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
That was Southern Culture on the Skids, and these boots are made for walking. And you're listening right now to Guitar Army of One. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I did that the wrong way around, didn't I? Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Whitey lunchtime.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, you can email me, tony@punkyrage.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, and how much is it to watch them play. You haven't, but I found one. I didn't look far, because I'm a lazy man. So this Friday, the 8th of March, at the Chameleon Nottingham, Nasty Ooh. Fishmonger, the Red Blimey. Stains and Kaylee Bees. I play in the Chameleon. I know not when it starts. I know not what it costs, but I know where it is. It's above the bell. So
it's above the bell, and it bell, also, yeah. It. I thought it closed.
But yeah, apparently not. Yeah.
So I'm pleased it's managed to keep going, because it is a good venue, although the front bar is a little bit hipster for my liking. The back is brilliant. The bit where the bands play is brilliant. It's like something from the Weimar Republic. It's like something from the Weimar Republic. It's all knackered old crushed velvet, and it's a tiny room. I mean, you could only get maximum 40 people in there, I think.
That's what you want. That's what we could do with that. Let's sell it out. I like small venues. Well, if we're still in, I'm playing. Makes it look like we're popular.
It would be a good venue for the babies, now you mention it.
Who knows when we start gigging. But anyway, that's it for gigs.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. La 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 la. Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for some Chemnitz gloom punk, Tony. But first, Slacker Punks from Hull. How exciting. Mm. We really have got bands from all over the shant this week. Band called Serial Chiller. What is Serial Chiller's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Serial Chiller.
Facebook.com/Serial Chiller Band. Pulling in at 5, Tony Wong, and this is No Pay.
When it works, or when it matters. exact same script every day. Look at me like I'm a takeaway display. I'm getting tired of feeling tired of final day. Drifting in and out, I think I fade away. Cause I need a drink, and then I'll think I'm okay. And I need a drink, and then I'll think I'm okay. And I'll be fine when I'm out of my mind. I'll be fine when I'm out of my mind.
Smacktard.
Listening to Lounge Nautica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was L'Appel du Vide and a track called Offenbarung Sight. They are gloom punk from Chemnitz, Tony. I still don't know whether we say Chemnitz right.
Hmm.
It's in German, isn't it? It might be Chemnitz.
Yeah,
don't know, but anyway. Yeah. But we're stupid in English. We say Chemnitz. What is L'Appel du Vide's Bandcamp page?
appeldevide.bandcamp.com.
It's lappeldevideband.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
Poorly the internet 631.
Yeah.
lappeldevideband.bandcamp.com. Poorly the internet 631. Well, it's about time, to be honest. It's about time.
It's fine.
They've got a new album out. We might get something else off it in the next few weeks as well. Are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. I think it is a quiet one. Work. I'll go to the chiropractor's Thursday because I miss his Danish ways. Apart from that, I think that's about it. What are you up to?
Well, I've actually written down here, fuck knows.
Yeah.
I might paint something, and by that, the top two rooms in my house, the plaster in the back room finally looks like it's nearly dry. So I might be able to do that wash thing you got to put on it and then paint that. And once that's done, I might actually be able to rent out one of the rooms to a lodger because I need the money, Tone.
Mm.
quite frank. I've also, one other reason I need the money, my car is due an MOT. That in itself happens once a year, absolutely fair enough. But a few days ago, I went to start it. The battery was flat. I don't know anyone on the street to ask if they've got a spare battery, jump leads, whatever. So I phoned up the garage where I always get the stuff done. They were really busy. They said that they could get it in for the MOT next Wednesday, which is Wednesday coming, which when you hear this is probably about now. Mm-hmm. So I haven't had a car for a few days, and I haven't missed it, Tone.
No.
I haven't missed it. I don't really go anywhere anymore. So it doesn't matter. Which is one reason why the battery's gone flat. It's because I've only been making short trips, you see. Absolutely terrible. So anyway, so that's that. So basically, as boring as it sounds, I might paint a wall or two, and I'm going to try and get my car fixed. That's it for me this week. How exciting.
Mm. Hey, some weeks are like that.
Well, so what I think is clit trip. Now, Brighton feminist electro punk might not be the first thing you think I'll be listening to right now, but I'll tell you what, they're ever so good. We played them before. They are spelt in capital letters CLT space DRP, and very helpfully on their Bandcamp page they put pronounced clit drip.
Okay.
What is clit drip's Bandcamp page?
Clitdrip.bandcamp.com.
How are you spelling that?
CLTDRP.
It is CLTDRP.bandcamp.com. Clitdrip.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 2, probably the internet 6, and this is until you showed me. Listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Clit Drip, until you showed me Brighton feminist electro punk. There you go. How about that? Have you got a twat for us?
I do.
Let's hear the thing. Twat. What you got?
Thanks for your time, nominations. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyrage.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, or twat's for you with thanks, never try to respond to. You have no fear, Steve is here.
Thank fuck.
Exactly.
He says, hey, Tolo Tony, the state of Alabama Supreme Court has determined that frozen embryos can be considered children under that state's law.
I really hope he was going to say snacks. frozen embryos.
What happened was that an unnamed patient at a fertility clinic wandered into the nursery and accidentally dropped several frozen embryos on the floor, destroying them. The owners of the embryos took the fertility clinic to court for wrongful death of a minor, and Justice J. Mitchell declared that the parents can sue for wrongful death whether the child is born or unborn. Embryos in a test tube or petri dish have no chance of ever becoming a fetus, never mind a child, unless the embryo is implanted in the uterus. Justice J. Mitchell of Alabama and the majority of the Alabama Supreme Court is a twat for the lack of understanding of biology and declaring embryos as children.
It's a serious one, but I am with him.
What he is effectively saying there is that embryos are in fact ingredients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I've never considered an embryo to be an ingredient before. I don't really know how I feel about this, other than it does appear to be just another example of someone having the opportunity to sue someone about something quite frankly esoteric.
Yep.
How do you feel about it, Tony? How do you feel about embryos? Frozen embryos, particularly.
You can freeze an embryo, you can't freeze a child.
What do you mean you can't?
But you can. Do.
You just shouldn't.
The embryo, you could defrost it and it'd be fine. The child, not so much.
That's a fair point, Tony. If they'd had you in court, I reckon the decision would have been reversed.
And if you jizz on an embryo's face, it becomes a child. If you jizz on a child's face, it's a completely different story. Therefore, ergo, they are different things.
It's like you really want to keep being reminded of this doctored photograph.
I do like a running theme and a callback.
But I do find it very funny. Oh yeah, well look, it's in Alabama. Is there anything from Alabama that we haven't been quite happy to twat before?
No. You had me at a state of Alabama, you know.
Yeah, it did me really. Go right ahead.
Okay. So for the lack of understanding of biology and declaring embryos as children, Jay Mitchell and the majority of the Alabama Supreme Court
is a twat. Brr.
Yeah.
Let's hear the thing again. Twat. Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
That was far more entertaining than I actually thought it would be. It seems to be a dubious topic to be having quite so much fun with, but you know. Yeah. One last track this week, Tony, and you know what? Action rock from the mighty town of sea gods, Gothenburg, is always going to be right up our street, and I'll plop it, you plop it, you plop it.
I'll plop it.
The band that have a great name in Swedish, but we're not convinced it's brilliant in English in any way at all. Mm. What is Uplopit's Bandcamp page?
Uplopit.bandcamp.com.
It is Uplopit.bandcamp.com. Upploppet. Uplopit.bandcamp.com. Making it Tony. What's that, Tony?
Three,
Paulie B and Internet 6. That's right, isn't it? Tony, right. 3, Paulie B and Internet 6. A rare victory for me. This is Ibuprofen. Want some embryo? Take some pills to pay. Swallow in a shitty up. Give some in a cup. Last man, I'm shacking up. Take one, take two, but make me stop. Gotta try showing it up. Speed it out and make it up. We'll be right back. That's about the size of it for this week. That was Oploppets and Ibuprofen. No easy things for me to say. Maybe you could mention one or two ways that people can listen to the show in a way they haven't done before.
Yeah, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Later shows on the front page. All the shows in the archive on there. Do check it out. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandro.se, radiofolkestone.com. If you're down with the fine, you can find us on the Spotify app in the podcast section. Also recommend you check out the Apocalypse Babies while you're there. And you can also find us on Amazon and Amazon Music, again in the podcast section. And if you get yourself one of those newfangled Alexa devices, you can get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa. Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio, download it. Thanks for Poco, it is free. And you can tell it to play Punky Radio and probably also Apocalypse Babies from many, many, many streaming platforms. There you go.
But you can't hear us on BBC Sounds because they're fucking pussies.
There you go.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
Budgerica! Budgerica!